Is your sleep terrible? Would you like to sleep better? Well, you're in luck because today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to sleep better. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Randy. That's Danny. What's going on, Danny?
What's up, Randy?
So, Danny, tell me, do you enjoy sleeping?
Yes. Yes and no, I think. It's like one of those things where feels really good sometimes, but sometimes it's just also really hard to do, you know? Like it's
It
like a
can be.
struggle to get it right.
It can be. And like sometimes when my life is going really good, I'm like, oh, I'll sleep later because I'm having so much fun being awake. And
Yeah.
then when my life isn't going good, all I want to do is sleep. And then sometimes I can't. And it's just like,
You know, it's funny too. I noticed too. It's like when things are going good, it's so easy to get up in the morning, and then when they're not, it's like you just want to just stay there all
it's like the
day.
ultimate avoidance. You're just like, let me see if I
Like
can sleep some more because
till
I don't want to deal with
tomorrow.
my life right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a good one. That's a good point. So today's episode, we're going to go through a few quick tips each for how to sleep better. Obviously not backed with science. These are just our opinions. And you know what they say. Opinions are like, the buttholes. Everybody has one. They usually stink. So
Yeah.
that being said, my first one is be at peace with yourself. So this is something where if you're not at peace with yourself, you're going to have a difficult time sleeping because you're going to be worrying about it. You're going to be fretting about it, particularly if you think you're going to get caught about something, it's going to be really hard to sleep. So a lot of times in a lot of situations in life, when you're contemplating what to do, I always think I have to live with myself and I have to be able to go to sleep at night. I have to be at peace with myself. So I think that's really important because if you have skeletons in your closet, it's going to be difficult to sleep no matter what.
Oh, that's a good one. And it's like, you know, it's true because it's like you have to think about your actions as they affect you as a whole, right? And the consequences and how it's going to affect your mental state. I like that one because that covers a lot of stuff, right? Like your stresses, worries, guilt, all of that. And like you have to, in order to really get good sleep, you got to kind of, in a sense, deal with all of that. It's a good one. I like that. My first one is actually routine because I think like they always say, like, if you go to bed at about the same time, and wake up at about the same time. Like that's really good to have like some sort of schedule. And I think it does really help a lot. I notice when I don't go to bed at the same time, I get like worse sleep or I end up sleeping too late, stuff like that. So I think getting a routine, also like a routine during the day can help too with like exercise and stuff so that you're actually ready to sleep. Getting that energy out is really helpful.
Yeah, that's a great one. And I mean, going with the routine stuff, Andrew Huberman has a whole bunch of recommendations for the whole science-based routine that you can do to help with your sleeping. But we're not going to go into that here because this is clearly
Too
not
much.
based on science. I hear it's still, I said it's still up in the air if that whole science thing
Yeah.
is actually
Have you ever
anyways.
done a sleep study? Totally side
No, I
note.
was almost going to once.
I thought about it once, but then I didn't want to go sleep somewhere.
Yeah,
You
exactly. I didn't feel like sleeping somewhere else.
know? Yeah.
So, my second one for how to sleep better is read before bed. And this one is it's just like duh. And yet I'm just shocked that people don't do it. Now, I'm not talking about reading some super involved thing. I'm talking about reading for me personally, I read fantasy books before I go to sleep. And, just some easy reading. Because how many people, literally all the time when I talk to people and I'm like, how come you don't read more? And they're like, oh, when I read, I fall asleep. And then later on, they're like, oh, I just can't sleep at night. And it's like, hello, put the two together. You can't sleep, but every time you pick up a book, you fall asleep. Why don't you just pick up a book before bedtime? And I mean, I still use this because during the day, I can read for, almost an hour, no problem, no falling asleep. But at night, when it's time to go to sleep, I pick up a book, I'm reading it. And before long, my eyes are crossed and I'm just seeing double and I'm just out.
Yeah, you know, I do that too. And it's really, it is. You got to do something light. Like, I read fantasy too, or sci-fi. Great things at night. And, like, it works so well. I don't know what it is about reading at night, but, like, you're calm, you feel comfortable, it's enjoyable. And, like, I guess because you don't have the sound and stuff like TV, it doesn't distract you quite as much, you know? And it really does, it really helps you just get into that state where you can just nod off. It's great.
Yeah, the other type of material that I've heard that's good to read at night is like the inspirational, motivational type of stuff,
Yeah.
because then you're carrying that thought, those thoughts with you as you're going to sleep. So like you wake up in the morning feeling a lot better. So that's another type of material that could be good.
A good idea. My second one is actually nap. So I found this out recently that because we were talking about this, like we both get tired in the afternoon, and apparently, like it's a really common thing. I used to think it was like lunch or something was making me like, eating was making me sleepy. So I never looked into it. But apparently it's pretty natural for people to get sleepy between like 1 and 3. And so if you can, they say the optimal time is like 2 o'clock, like 20 minutes. And it's just, so if you can, taking a nap at that time, and I've tried this, it does really help for like 20 minutes, that's it. And then you get more energy, and I find like it does help me sleep at night as well, because though it sounds counterintuitive, I'm more awake for that like part of the day, and it's easier to fall asleep at night.
That is a really good one, take a nap. And I remember we were talking about this because I heard something from Andrew Huberman about delaying your coffee intake in the morning to get over these like dips in the afternoon where you're tired. So I've been doing that for like a month now. We never actually shared the results of this. So I didn't actually find that I did not find that I'm less tired in the afternoon. I still sometimes take an afternoon nap, but it's a much quicker nap. And then the effects of coffee are amplified like 100x. Because I delay, I don't have any coffee for the first hour and a half when I wake up. And so literally I'm already awake by the time I have coffee. And so it's not like I'm chugging coffee just to wake up now. I actually am awake. I have one coffee and literally I feel like my eyes are going to bug out of my head.
No, that's cool. Well, that's good.
Pretty interesting,
So it
right?
works really well, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They say the other thing you do with that 20-minute nap is drink coffee right before it, and then you sleep. The coffee nap. That's supposed to. There is science for that. That it works really well. So that's kind of interesting too.
Absolutely. So my last one for how to sleep better is actually wake up in the morning when your alarm clock rings. Like, and again, another like kind of counterintuitive, like so simple it's stupid, but most people set an alarm clock and then they just hit snooze for an hour. And it's just like, just freaking wake up when you say you're going to wake up the night before. And plus, like the whole argument is like, but then I'm going to be tired. And it's like, yeah, you'll be tired and then you'll go to sleep at a normal time that night and then you'll wake up in the morning when you want to instead of snoozing all day long.
It's funny. I know so many people too that'll do that and set the alarm and keep hitting it. And it's like that hour of sleep you're getting is just horrible. It's not even sleep. You're just getting annoyed. So it's like you're getting constantly annoyed until you eventually just force yourself to get up. Yeah, if you just get up, it's way better. But I know some people have a harder time getting up out of bed than others. But,
And for those people who do, there's the Mel Robbins, what is it called? The 5 second rule. If you have problems waking up in the morning, if you're a constant snoozer, read or listen to that book, 5 second rule. It'll change your life.
Let's get away. I never read it.
This 5 second rule is about how when you drop food on the floor, if it's not
Yeah,
5 seconds,
that's
you can
it.
still eat
You can still eat it. It's good. Because it's magic.
it.
My last one is actually meditate. So I think, you got to go to bed calm. You got to go to bed. I think, this is one of the worst things that happens if you're stressed or if you're worried about stuff during the day, you can't turn your brain off. So meditate, and now it doesn't work right away, obviously. We both know this. It takes time, but it does. After a while, you do get to a point where I think it does help you clear your mind, and it helps you let go of those things that would otherwise like keep you awake and keep your brain spinning, and that helps you sleep better too.
Yeah, absolutely, because it changes your brain state. I know you and I used to do this, not together, but we talked about meditating before going. Just want to clarify there. Yeah, but we used to
Spooning and
meditate before
meditating.
going to sleep. Yeah, definitely. And the whole 5 second rule, I was just thinking about that. Like the bacteria are just sitting there counting. They're like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, go. Now we can jump on the food. Anyways, so in a nutshell, there you have it. Some quick tips for how to sleep better. If you did enjoy this, make sure to like, subscribe, share with friends and family. You can check us out twice a week, not only where you get your podcasts, but also on YouTube if you want to check us out, see what we look like, see the faces behind these voices. I will, that's all for this episode. So again, thank you very much. I'll catch you guys in the next one. This is the Existential Soak Podcast. I'm Randy. That's Danny. I'll see you later, Danny.
Later, Andy.